pairing is really important and needs to be used flexibly, because what we found is that your top high-performing student and your top low-performing student don't get along well. That's worse than having, you know, a different pair of students. We really encourage teachers to put a lot of effort into making good decisions based on student behavior, because if they don't, they can have some real problems. And it's also important to know that it's okay to keep the same pair together. Sometimes you just have a magical pair and the kids just work really wonderfully together. It's definitely a good idea to give students a variety of people to work with. But if you have one pair that's working really well, especially when you have one of those students who's difficult to pair, it's a great idea just to let them stay together for the next 3 to 4 weeks.